where I would start with is try and work out what your gifts are and see where they fit in the world. I started professional life as an architect, and you know, there was a good logical fit. My father's father had been engineers. An aunt was an architect, a cousin was an architect. I understood physics. I could just about paint and draw. It kind of seemed, and it was a, you know, in the social milieu in which I grew up, you had to have a profession, you know. So what happened? And I could have gotten stuck there, but I was fortunate in that my tennis was quite strong, and I read a book called The Inner Game of Tennis that made me question, what do you really want? And there it starts. So identify what your gifts are, identify what really interests you, and begin to find ways to develop those things and express them. And even if you do find yourself slightly stuck in an organization, it's still possible to identify what you're great at and how to develop it. So I'm working with one guy at the moment who's quite a well-known public figure, and he actually doesn't entirely enjoy where he is, because he's moved up the management chain to the point where he's no longer doing what he started in doing, and he's beginning to develop another sense of himself, which will probably emerge as a later career. He's working on a kind of a new identity for his late 50s and 60s. So it's about starting with, you know, what is my genius? And if you can't move into the field of your genius immediately, is then, so hold on, within the field, so I am an accountant, but what in this domain as an accountant, what is my genius? And you may find it is more about bringing people together than it is about the numbers, for instance. So find ways of doing more of that.
Listen to the full 30-minute interview in the MindTools Club.